How can the United States improve its reputation in the Arab and Muslim world? That question permeated this week's testimony before a commission studying the causes and consequences of the September 11th attacks. The National Commission on Terrorist Attacks Upon the United States heard suggestions from a number of experts on the region. Mamoun Fandi is a senior fellow at the U.S. Institute for Peace. He testified this week and joins us from his office in Washington, D.C. Mr. Fandi, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
And do you have a list in mind of what the United States, to your mind, might do?
Before we design any message for the Muslim world to reach them, we have to know, first of all, who is out there and what are their habits of consumptions of news and ideas. The first priority, I guess, is to map the audience that you're trying to reach. And I think thus far we have no idea. We're just shooting in the dark.
Should more American government representatives make more of an attempt to be on Al Jazeera, Al Arabiya, other Arab media outlets?
The American administration created what we call Al Jazeera now because all our officials started appearing on Al Jazeera, so everybody else started listening to Al Jazeera. But in fact, other channels exist out there, and people watch different things. So the whole obsession with Al Jazeera is really a syndrome of a degree of unprecedented ignorance about the audience. People in the Arab world and in the Muslim world laugh about it. Mm-hmm. You know, how this great power does not have the intelligence to map out this terrain and understand who's who and what outlet reaches whom and so on.
Over, I believe, half the population in the Arab world are people under the age of 25. How do you communicate with that generation, that rising generation of people?
There are simple things to reach them. All these kids go to schools, for instance, and many of the schools in the Middle East came through American aid. And unfortunately, in most countries, you find an American aid school that's built by American money and American taxpayers' money, and then there is a slogan put on it that reflects an Islamic movement. And if we just brand what we do, I think it would be very helpful for us.
What's the message you would like to see the United States impart?
I think it is the message that attracted most people to America. It's the message that attracted somebody like myself as an immigrant, that we are for individual liberties, we are for freedom, we are for human rights for all. And these are not slogans. These are values that actually we practice here in the United States. I can tell you quite honestly what attracted me to the United States is reading mm-hmm. Twain and the idea of Huck Finn letting out for the territory and things of that sort. This is the image of America that people get through literature, through the high arts of America, the visual arts and mm-hmm. paintings and other things. But sometimes, you know, the message that we put out, as I said, is terribly disjointed.
Yeah, you were born in Egypt, right, Mr. Fandi?
Yes, I was born in a village in southern Egypt by the Valley of the Kings in Luxor. My parents are illiterate, and I went to Assyut University that used to be the hotbed of fundamentalism at the time. And mm-hmm. I came to this country through a Fulbright scholarship. So this is one way of reaching young Muslim kids who can be taken out mm-hmm. from the bad software of Osama bin Laden to a more civilized and more modern way of thinking.
Mamoun Fandi, a senior fellow at the U.S. Institute for Peace, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you, sir.